We are going through the killer's life, as I said, especially his electronics, to understand as much as we can about his path and whether there was anyone else involved, either in directing him or in assisting him. So far, we see no indication that this was a plot directed from outside the United States, and we see no indication that he was part of any kind of network.
Comey also suggested during a news conference that the gunman who claimed he was a terrorist was confusing about his allegiance.
It is also not entirely clear at this point just what terrorist group he aspired to support, although he made clear his affinity at the time of the attack for ISIL and generally leading up to the attack for radical Islamist groups.
It's now clear the gunman was reaching out to others to let them know what he was doing. He supposedly called friends, and he called the police several times as well.
He made 911 calls from the club during the attack at about 2:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, and there were three different calls. He called and he hung up. He called again and spoke briefly with the dispatcher, and then he hung up, and then the dispatcher called him back again, and they spoke briefly. So there were three total calls.
And during those calls, it seemed clear he really didn't have any allegiance to any particular terror group.
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to, but he also appeared to claim solidarity with the perpetrators of the Boston Marathon bombing and solidarity with a Florida man who died as a suicide bomber in Syria for al-Nusra Front, a group in conflict with the so-called Islamic State.
FBI Director James Comey, J.J. Green, WTOP News.